Welcome to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling a cornerstone of your exam success, understanding the writer's purpose, audience, and perspective. This isn't just about reading words on a page. It's about becoming a detective, uncovering the hidden motives and methods behind every text you encounter. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly how to do this, look at some common exam traps, and finish with a quick quiz to make sure those key skills are locked in. Let's get started.
First up, let's talk about the core concepts. The absolute key to unlocking any unseen text in your exam is the TAP framework: type, audience, and purpose. Before you even write a single word of analysis, you need to identify these three things. What type of text is it? A newspaper article? A travel blog? A formal letter? The type dictates the conventions the writer will use. Next, who is the audience? Are they teenagers, experts, or the general public? The audience shapes the writer's tone, vocabulary, and the complexity of their ideas. And finally, what is the writer's purpose? Are they trying to persuade you, inform you, entertain you, or argue a point? This is their goal, their mission. Once you have TAP nailed, you have the context. But that's only the first step. The next layer is understanding the writer's perspective, their unique viewpoint or opinion on the topic. This is where the real analysis begins. You need to ask yourself, how does the writer use language and structure to convey this perspective and achieve their purpose? This brings us to the what, how, why method. What is the writer's purpose? How do they achieve it? This is where you bring in your analysis of language features like metaphors, rhetorical questions, or structural choices like short dramatic sentences. And crucially, why is this effective for this specific audience? For example, a writer might use a shocking statistic. That's the how. The why is that it grabs the reader's attention and makes the argument more credible, which is highly effective if the purpose is to persuade a skeptical audience. Now for some crucial exam tips tailored for your OCR paper. A massive mistake candidates make is feature spotting. They'll write, "The writer uses a metaphor," and stop there. That will get you minimal marks. You must analyze the effect of that metaphor. How does it make the reader think or feel? Another common pitfall is confusing the writer's perspective with the character's. In a story, a character might have a certain view, but the writer's purpose might be to critique that very view. Always focus on the author's overall intention. When you see a question with the command word evaluate, don't just list what the writer does. You need to make a judgment. How successfully do they achieve their purpose? Use phrases like, "The writer is largely successful because," or "The argument is compelling to an extent, however." This shows the examiner you are thinking critically. And remember, in comparison questions, you're not just comparing the content. You're comparing the writer's different perspectives and the methods they use to put them across. Compare their tones, their structural choices, their language.
Ready for a quick-fire quiz to test your recall? I'll ask a question. You pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. 1. What does TAP stand for? Pause. Type. Audience. Purpose. 2. What's the difference between identifying a language feature and analyzing it? Pause. Analysis requires you to explain the effect of the feature on the reader. 3. What command word asks you to make a judgment on the writer's success? Pause. Evaluate. 4. Give me one common mistake to avoid in your analysis. Pause. Any of these would be great. Feature spotting, confusing writer and character perspective, or simply summarizing the text.
So, let's summarize. To excel in your English language exam, you must be an analytical reader. Always start by identifying the type, audience, and purpose of a text. Use the what, how, why framework to structure your analysis, ensuring you always link the writer's choices to their effect on the reader. Avoid common pitfalls like feature spotting, and remember to evaluate, not just describe. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing these skills, and you'll be well on your way to earning top marks. Thanks for listening.